you.
Chair and senators, and thank you very much, Chair, for moving things along. I've been here now, I think, close to 8 hours. Despite the accent you're about...
Can you state your name just so we...
Marjorie Passman.
Okay, thank you, Marjorie.
Despite the accent you're about to hear, I have lived in Wisconsin for the last 40 years. For 25 years, I have taught elementary, middle, and high school. I am now on the Madison School Board. I come to you to ask you to reconsider the charter bill you have before you. To me, the key question is what will happen to public education if this bill passes? Let's look at the future. Let's just take the year 2015, which was mentioned before. On one side of the educational spectrum, we will see a mass of so-called independent charter schools filled with uncredentialed teachers and staff, unrestricted in curriculum and education philosophy. Those not chosen by lottery will return to the dying embers of our public schools that have had essential funding drained from them for private charter schools. Add vouchers to the picture, and you will actually have the poor paying for the rich to attend private school. Those in crowded, underfunded schools will not have their needs met. Crime and poverty will increase, and those needing the most from society will be getting the least. In addition, charter schools have not, by any means, been universally successful. Before we go into this, as we did in this bill, we should check the data and check the research, which is just coming in now, just being put together and seen. Charter schools were supposed to be the great panacea of education. They would produce great achievement and higher test scores. Recent studies do not find major gains for students in either voucher or independent charter schools. Certainly some were more successful than others, but by giving a school a charter did not ensure success, not by any means. In low-income areas, most achievement results were the same as public schools. Pennsylvania passed a charter law in 1997, and in 2008, the RAND Corporation concluded that any gain for students were the same as public school gains, and those who run for profit, by the way. None of them performed any better than public schools. In 2009, Philadelphia concluded that privatization of schools had not worked. But I'm not here, even though it sounds like it, to debunk charter schools. I'm here to tell you what they will do to our public schools. I am here to ask you to save our public schools. Keep charters instrumentalities of their local school district. Finance them independently and not by preempting the funds for local schools. And three, have them judged by the Department of Public Instruction, an agency whose very existence is what education is all about, while an independently politically appointed committee will not have the skills or knowledge to determine the validity of a charter's application. Our nation was the first to create and support public schools. Those leaders of federal and state governments wanted to provide all children with universal access to free education, not through a lottery, but all of them. They wanted to guarantee equal opportunities for all children. They wanted our schools to unify, not separate, a diverse population. And they wanted public schools to improve social conditions. Our public schools have always been the great equalizer in our society. Their doors have been open to any child, no matter what their needs were. It is the mix of children that created a vibrancy and energy in education that was so crucial to first-generation Americans like myself. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You timed that perfectly.
Sorry?
You timed that perfectly. Yeah, you did a great job. Is there any questions?
Okay.
If not, thank you very much.